Jack Teagarden was among the greatest trombonists of early jazz, a popular vocalist, leader of bands big and small, a master of the blues, and he remains one of the best-loved personalities of classic jazz. This is a salute to Jack Teagarden on Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me.
Mama, mama, where did you stay last night? Oh, mama, 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 where did you stay last night? 'Cause when last I saw you, your head didn't look just right. I'm gonna get myself some bricks, Lord, to build my chimney high-yo. I'm gonna get myself some bricks, Lord, to build my chimney high-yo. To keep my neighbor's tomcat from putting out my fire-yo.
Welcome to an hour of outstanding vocal and instrumental blues performances by Teagarden and a sampling of his swing band recordings from the 1940s. Among his many skills, Teagarden was a good band leader, and besides running a crack swing orchestra under his own name for 7 years, his mere presence at a recording session seemed to bring musicians together in creating memorable music. For example, in this 1938 jam session at Commodore, Jack's first among equals with cornetist Bobby Hackett, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Jess Stacy piano, and he's sharing the spotlight in tight counterpoint with his longtime friend, Pee Wee Russell, one of the most daring clarinet soloists of early jazz. Tune's title, Serenade to a Shylock, alludes to Pee Wee Russell having arrived late at the Commodore Records session after retrieving his clarinet from a pawn shop. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for an hour of Jack Teagarden's blues and big band on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Upon being freed from his years of drudgery in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, Jack was anxious to start a swing band of his own. He'd been frustrated musically in the ponderous Whiteman Orchestra and had enviously watched the rise to superstardom of his friends who'd started their own bands, like the Dorsey Brothers, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. But Teagarden's big band ventures seemed ill-fated from the start. For one thing, competition was fierce. That same year, bands were also launched by Gene Krupa, Harry James, Bunny Berrigan, Will Bradley, and others. His first band, organized with trumpeter Charlie Spivak, failed within a year. His next band was good but stuck with second-rate venues, driving cross-country, playing a circuit of society dances, and more than 75 college proms in 6 months. Soon, America's engagement in World War II began denying him resources needed, not only gas rationing and tire shortages, but his musicians were being drafted so quickly that at one point he lost more than 17 musicians in 4 months. Nonetheless, Teagarden's fine swing band got high marks and considerable respect from those in the know. These 1941 discs, Harlem Jump and Salt on the Devil's Tail, showed the band at its best. After that, a little bit of unfinished business. I've included Jack Teagarden singing with the 1936 Trumbauer Orchestra as yet another example of his wide appeal as a popular artist.
Mug today. Oh, boys, I'm after the devil, and when I catch him, I'm gonna treat him just this way. Say, I'm gonna throw salt on the devil's tail, the devil's tail, oh, the devil's tail. I'm gonna throw salt on the devil's tail to cool that old boy down. I'm gonna throw salt on the devil, boy, to slow him down and shout for joy. Gonna throw salt on the devil's tail to make him leave his town. I knelt down by my bedside to pray for you and you, but I can't pray for you all day when I've got my troubles too. I'm gonna throw salt on the devil's tail, the devil's tail, oh, the devil's tail. I'm gonna throw salt on the devil's tail to cool that old boy down. my bedside to pray for you and you. But I can't pray for you all day when I've got my troubles to owe. I'm gonna throw salt on the devil's tail, the devil's tail, the devil's tail. I'm gonna throw salt on the devil's tail to cool that old boy down. Gonna get that devil really on the level. Gonna put salt on the devil's tail to cool that old boy down.
I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. I sure ain't fixin' to start it now. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay, yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. I'm a ridin' fool who is up to date. I know every trail in that Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in a Ford V8. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the dogies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Indians make you a rug or two, and the old bar eggs is a barbecue. Oh, I can't cut that one, Pops. You got my feet to the sock. Texas, here I come, right back where I started from.
I've always loved that. I'm an old cowhand. Jack Teagarden with the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra, 1936. Music and lyrics were by Johnny Mercer for the Bing Crosby hit movie Rhythm on the Range. And Jack later appeared in another 1941 Crosby film, Birth of the Blues. This is Jazz Rhythm, the third episode of a four-part tribute to Jack Teagarden, focusing on his big band and blues recordings. Teagarden was a tall, good-looking Texan who liked his booze, was very easygoing, and known as a champion sleeper. When asked how he could fall asleep so easily and so long, he explained that he slept slowly. Early on, Teagarden developed his own personal style as a singer and instrumentalist that melded well with a wide range of musicians and yet was instantly recognizable. And Teagarden sang the blues superbly. He was probably the best white male vocalist of his or any era, completely at home with the blues. In addition to his big band, Jack appeared and recorded with many small bands during the 40s, including several little swing ensembles under his own name. In the Big T Blues, we'll hear him introduce the players of Jack Teagarden's Swingin' Gates, including the excellent trumpeter Max Kaminsky, who Jack liked, and Ernie Caceres, Caceres was a superb clarinet and baritone sax player whom Teagarden worked with often. He sounds especially great on the last of these three blues called Pitchin' a Bit Short. Remember that blues isn't defined by how slow a tune is, but by song structure, such as call and response, phrasing, or a method of playing. First, though, Aunt Hager's Blues, an Eddie Condon outfit of 1947 featuring Pee Wee Russell, and the fine muscular trumpet of Wild Bill Davison.
Old Deacon's Clevin, his flock was given the way of living right. Said he'd no winging, no ragtime singing tonight. Up jumped that Hager and shouted out with all her might. Oh, just different Hager's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's like a choir from on high broke loose. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. I'll let the congregation join while I play those loving Aunt Hager's blues.
Loud and long. work as there is. Play it loud and long. When there's a force to play that bass, just can't be wrong.
Thank you.
Three wonderful blues-based recordings of the 1940s, W.C. Handy's Aunt Hager's Blues, followed by Jack Teagarden's Swingin' Gates, Big T Blues, and Pitchin' a Bit Short, though it sure sounded like a home run to me. Leo Weldon, Jack Teagarden on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Returning to Teagarden's big bands of 1939 through 46, they were good bands musically. He loved his musicians and they loved him. Jack really just wanted to play great music and was probably just too nice a guy for the rough and tumble of the music business. During the years he ran his own band, Jack was also beset by bad health, dental problems, especially bad news for a horn player, a divorce and other problems. Still, he forged ahead. And during World War II, the Teagarden Orchestra gave hundreds of free performances for troops at military bases and hospitals. Vocalist Kitty Callan with Jack Teagarden and his orchestra. Has anyone here seen Jackson? As we explore the blues and big band side of his multifaceted career and many talents. Part three of a salute to Jack Teagarden, and in the fourth, I'll be featuring his live recordings, some quite rare. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details online at MississippiRag.com. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Between the years 1939 and 46, Teagarden employed more than 200 different musicians in his swing orchestra. At one point, he had a 21-piece band with 11 brass, more brass than Whiteman, Jack was proud to say. Outstanding personnel to pass through that band included reed players Ernie Caceres and Danny Polo, trumpeter Jimmy McPartland, drummer Davy Tuff, and, briefly, saxist Stan Getz. Remarkably, the roster also included at various times all three of his Teagarden siblings, trumpeter Charlie, sister Norma on piano, and younger brother Cubby on drums, as well as his two eldest sons, trumpeter Gilbert and trombonist Jack Jr.